From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Probably going to get it wrong, but one of the rules of preaching is never lead with a negative. So saying I'll probably get it wrong is wrong. So I'm sorry I did that. Hey, isn't it great outside? Anyway, I'll probably get this wrong. I was at a funeral about 3 weeks ago of a friend of mine, and I was asked to give the prayer. And the preacher, after I prayed, stood up, and she was older, and she had a cane. She got up there, and she gripped both sides of the podium, and she looked out on this big crowd, lots of people at this funeral, and she said, "Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky." And I was just blown away. She just held everybody. And it was hopeful because we had suffered a loss of a friend. And there's this land way over there where everything is calm and peaceful and it doesn't storm. And it's there. It's a home. It's a home where God dwells. It's a home where we'll dwell later in our existence after our life here on earth. It's powerful. And she got back to her chair, and I leaned over and I said, "That was great. I'm going to steal that and bring it to my church." And she said, "Honey, anything that gets stolen from me that brings people to Jesus, you can have it all day long." And I said, "Thank you." And here I am. I just read to you from the Gospel of Luke. And the Gospel of Luke is a wonderful gospel. It's really long. But if you want to be in the know, you need to know that Luke and Acts were written by the same author, we believe. And if you want to be real cool, you always say Luke-Acts, Well, in Luke Acts, blah, 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 or in Luke Acts, blah, blah, blah. But you always use Luke Acts. And how we know this is because at the very beginning of Luke in chapter 1, the author goes to great pains to say that he or she is explaining to you, mighty Theophilus, why I am taking to write an orderly account of the life of Jesus. Chapter 1, Luke, addressed to Theophilus. Chapter 1, Acts, addressed to Theophilus. And the interesting thing about that word, Theophilus, is it simply means God lover. So the Luke Acts is addressed to the God lover, or the lovers of God, or people who proclaim God, Theophilus. What's interesting about Luke Acts is, I read it to you at the very beginning of this gospel, Jesus said to listen. And that verb, to hear, to listen, is used 154 times throughout Luke Acts. Only about 60 or 50 times in the other Gospels. But in Luke Acts, it's listen, hear, listen, hear. It's important that you listen and that you hear the story of God, because something is being told to you that's transformative and important. So much so that we've taken great pains to create an orderly account of this story. So listen. And what I read to you just now was from the what they call the Sermon on the Plain. Matthew has the Sermon on the Mount. Luke has the Sermon on the Plain. The Sermon on the Plain is a lot like the Sermon on the Mount. But it has this moment of instruction to the disciples of what the community of Jesus is to be about. Listen, this is what we're about. Love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. Makes me uncomfortable. If someone hits you on the face, turn and let them hit you on the other side of the face. That makes me uncomfortable. If someone robs from you, give them the rest of your stuff. Give and don't worry about getting anything back. Love your enemies. Listen, this is what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Give away. Forgive. The measure that you give will be the measure that you return. And one of the things I learned is that how you sort of measured is you took the outer garment and you put all of the stuff inside it, and that's kind of the weight. That's the measure in your lap, flowing over. That's where that image comes from. I didn't know that till yesterday. Anyway, so the funeral, about the future, about the place where it's not cloudy and where it's peaceful, over there. What if that could be now? What if the home of the uncloudy day was the church? What if there was a walkway to the church? What if when you got to the church door, you were told that you cannot bring your ledger in, the ledger that you've kept, these many years, the ledger of everything ever done wrong to you, your pencil out, and you're ready for your vengeance. You have to leave that outside. You can't bring that into the household of God now. What if I were to tell you that you have to leave outside all of the judging that you do every day, that we do every day? I just came from diocesan council where all of the clergy gather, and I've talked to this group before about my anxiety about that. And really, I was probably one of the worst cattier clergy at this gathering, repenting of that. Leave that outside the household of God. What you can bring in, you can bring into the household of God your list of everything you want to forget. What you can bring in into the household of God is a list of everyone that you need to forgive you. But what if there was a line outside the household of God into the home of the unclouded day? What if there was a line of people? I was thinking earlier how funny it would be that no one really went in to the household of God because everyone was outside letting everyone else take their place to go in first. Sort of like that old cartoon, no after you, no after you, no after you, no after you. If the kingdom of God, this household of God was now and right here and we could get in, we would all be spending our time offering our place to the person behind us to go first. No, you go first. You go first. So who would you let go before you? Judas? Who would you let go before you? Would you let the soldier who pierced the side of the Lord? Who would you let go before you? Would you let the person who kicked you, slapped you, beat you, put nails in your wrist, crown of thorns on your head, mocked you? Who would you let go in front of you to get into the home of an unclouded day? Listen. Oh, the land of an unclouded day. Oh, land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me an unclouded day.
But this I know with all my heart.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.